From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The police chief of Charlotte, North Carolina, says video recorded by police of Tuesday's shooting of an African-American man will be released eventually. Chief Kerr Putney said at a news conference that the case has been turned over to the State Bureau of Investigation to ensure an independent inquiry.
Currently, it has officially been turned over, as you all are aware, to the State Bureau of Investigations for an independent investigative process. They will be the entity that's responsible for updating any cases and disseminating information and releasing any information.
Separately, the family of the man killed, Keith Lamont Scott, released cell phone video footage that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to Tuesday's fatal shooting.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun when he was being confronted by officers. However, his wife can be heard pleading with officers not to shoot him and for her husband to get out of his vehicle. As the standoff continues, she is heard insisting that he is unarmed as police demand Scott drop the gun. Gunshots then ring out and Scott can be seen lying prone in the street. President Obama says that he hopes that the new African-American History Museum in Washington will help people understand the context of the current police-involved shootings in Charlotte and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama said the museum, which opens Saturday in Washington, will help all people understand the struggle for civil rights is not over. The president will formally dedicate the National Museum of African-American History and Culture on Saturday. This is VOA.